Gemara Parshas Sarah, day 6. An excerpt from Yisro, 92b. So, the Chok Yisrael always brings on the 6th day of Shabbos, an excerpt speaking about Shabbos. Zachar, remember. It says, remember this Shabbos to sanctify. So, Raza did Chura you. It is the secret of the male aspect. Raza did Chura, the secret of the male aspect, the Nakid. Kol Shayfei Da'alma, all the limbs of the supernal world. This is referring to the sphere of Yesod, which takes together in it all the spheres above it, and then shines them down. Es Yom HaShabbos, the day of Shabbos, Laskor Mali Shabsa, to include Shabbos Eve, the Yul Laila, which is the night. So it doesn't say just Zohar Yom HaShabbos, Zohar Es Yom HaShabbos. Es is a grammatical word that has no translation, but the rabbis explained always comes to include something. So besides the day of Shabbos, the night is included also, which is a feminine aspect, and united as one. Without you, S. This is the secret of S. The Kadsho, so it says, remember Shabbos to sanctify it. The Sricha Kedusha Migo Ama Kedisha. It requires holiness from amidst the holy nation. Os Atribahu Kedekochazi. To be crowned in it as is fitting. That we should receive through the Shabbos, through guarding the Shabbos, and preparing for it, the surrounding lights that elevate us to transcendental connection, expand your consciousness, to feel Hashem in a much deeper way on Shabbos than the rest of the week. Zachar, remember, Asad Leisli Shikha, the place that has no forgetting. Lokhaimevi Shikha, no forgetting stands in it, it's not even possible. Something is before a person revealed experiential way, it's not possible to forget it. So Shabbos shines to us the presence of Hashem, so brings us to this expanded consciousness, which is called like remembering, so it's impossible to forget, standing before Hashem the whole Shabbos. Behold, there is no forgetfulness in the place of the supernal covenant. The Yisod is the sphere of connection in all levels, so connects us with Hashem. But since we're connected with the reality of Hashem's presence, everything that it means, so it's not possible to forget. Kol shekein lein hamash moso above in the spiritual worlds. Well, sata and below is shikha. This forgetfulness when the world where Hashem's presence is concealed. So eser yisricha ledchor. So it's a place that's necessary to remember. That's why the Torah says remember, because on Shabbos the kedusha of the Yisod is shining out. Shabbos is a bris, the covenant. So it's awakened the Yisod, which is the root of the bris, the covenant, the connecting energy in all the universes, so it connects us to feel Hashem in everything, and from the concealment of this world we are awakened to see Hashem's presence and be with Him. Adoksiv Matis, it's written, Yizocher Avon Avosav, shall be remembered the sin of his fathers. Until him on the 9, what's on the other side of the coin in a negative way, V'istamon, there's over there, meaning on the other side, negative side, V'manin, appointed angels, that Koran Zachim Debanosh V'chavoy, that mention the merits of a person and his sins. Leish Shikha Kami Kosai Kadisha, and there's no forgetfulness before the Holy Throne. Madi Ihu Kami, what is before him? Madi Ihu Kami, who is before him? So whatever a person does is remembered, there's nothing that's brushed under the carpet above. The person has to always make sure that the remembrance should be before Hashem for good, by always doing good things. And always placing remembrance of Hashem as good to him inside of his mind. So that measure for measure, Hashem also remembers the person for tov, for good. Zachar, remember, v'kol shekein la'ila. And also how much more so above. Begin the kula, raza, the zchura, evil. Because solar, secret of the male aspect, which is the yisod, connecting energy. V'tamen eskolef, raza, dishma, kadisha, yudkevav. And there is engraved the secret of the holy name, which is Yud and Hey and Vav, the letters of the Tetragrammaton, the first three letters, because they're all included in the Vav. It's called Kol, which means inclusive energy, includes everything together. It's like the Yisod, the organ in a person, reproduction includes the entire body, and through that it's able to give over and cause offspring. So it's like that also in the spiritual worlds. And so gathers all the spiritual energies together and gives them to the Malchus in order to cause the birth of Hashem's light in the universe. it's necessary to sanctify. In other words, above the worlds are holy, Hashem's presence is manifest, but in this world, where it's not, we have to sanctify it, make it be able to receive and manifest divine light. Gemara is Kaddish, and how is it sanctified? B'zochah, through the remembering Yisod energy of connecting everything below to above. Behold, from it comes, it takes all holiness and all blessings, all the levels of the spheres, all their energies. He so brings and shines to the world below and elevates it to this. And this is when Shabbos Eve is crowned upon the holy nation as is fitting, which means when they prepare themselves, receive the Shabbos and they guard the Shabbos, so they plug in to this connection, they benefit from it, and says all the mitzvahs a person did in the week and all his prayers and everything is elevated, and the whole process of going to Shabbos Eve and raised above, and a person merits to get from above to below, receive the returning light as if it were the spiritual dividends of what he did, and it's increased his consciousness many degrees. So it's losin and ma'usin, but they pray themselves to prayers and requests, the siddura, the chedva, arranging bliss, which means we arrange this meals of Shabbos, and we say the tefillos, and this is a way of plugging in to the bris, remembering, expanding energy of Shabbos, should elevate us and the whole world, everything the whole week that we did the whole week. B'tayim, and if you say zocher lo tzricha l'skacha, that zocher, the level of remembering, the level of the bris, doesn't need to sanctify it. Behold, from it comes all sanctifications of the world. It's not like that. Behold, this requires sanctification in the day. This requires sanctification at night. You have to say zocher simul Shabbos kachu. Speaking about the daytime, because we need each level to do what's for itself. In the day, in going into Shabbos night, when the world is still not connected properly and things still need to be elevated, so we have to, in the simple level, sanctify it, raise it out of a state of concealment to reveal Hashem's light, the Shekhinah in the universe, to connect everything the week that was disconnected, to plug it back in and raise it up, all the sparks that we fixed during the whole week. But in the daytime of Shabbos, when we're already completely in the level of holiness and good, still have to sanctify so that the Yisod itself should go to higher and higher levels. So there's always more to do, and there's always more connection to be made. You can always connect to a higher place. And all the holiness, Israel takes it afterwards. We benefit from this higher connection that Yisod gets during the daytime. Throughout the Shabbos, it goes up higher and higher. These levels come upon us as long as we guard the Shabbos and prepare for it properly. It's drawn upon us the whole time. And they're sanctified with holiness, alone and blessed, which means all of the spheres, all the divine attributes, each level shines upon us. We benefit from it. Each one is a new handle, a new of connection to Hashem, a new way of experiencing Hashem, a deeper consciousness of His presence and omniscience in the universe. And it's Shabbos, the world will all be Shabbos and will come forever to always be experiencing higher and higher levels.